I'm Ricky Bevington for All Things Considered on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. How do you advertise something without saying what it is you're advertising? That's the catch for Atlanta companies hoping to market hundreds of parties and concerts connected to the Super Bowl. The Atlanta Super Bowl Host Committee expects 1 million people, including 150,000 out-of-towners, to attend the game and events this week. But thanks to strict National Football League trademarks, businesses can't market their products using the words Super Bowl. If you turn on an Atlanta radio or television station this week, here's something you're likely to hear.
Here we go, Atlanta. Los Angeles and New England hit the field right here in the ATL for the biggest game of the year.
It's the biggest game of the year. But notice you didn't hear the words Super or Bowl in that advertisement. Since first trademarking the phrase in 1969, the NFL has secured dozens of protected words and other content, including Super Sunday, NFL, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, 32 team names, slogans, logos, and theme music. So many advertisers just call it the big game. The NFL hasn't been successful in trademarking the expression.
Right now, we're working on ways to say the big game party without saying Super Bowl party.
Urban One radio production director Myron Magic Giger is at his studio computer editing a commercial for a concert happening Super Bowl Sunday. He refers to a sheet of paper listing all the trademarked words he can't use. Listen to how rapper Rico Wade promotes a show without using any of them.
This is the official Welcome to Atlanta party. Sunday, February 3rd. Big game Sunday. You know what it is. Everybody's in town. And the only...
That was an exercise in beating around the bush.
He mentioned a lot of things that were going on at the event, and then he said, y'all know what it is. So y'all know what it is just pretty much says it in the sum that we're having a great big party, Super Bowl party, just coming out and have a good time.
Pretty much saying it, but without saying it, means Urban One Regional Vice President Tim Davies hasn't gotten a cease and desist order.
No, thank goodness I have not. Because that's exactly what you don't want to have happen.
A church in Indianapolis did get the NFL's attention in 2007 when it promoted a big-screen Super Bowl watch party. The NFL objected. Anastasia Danius is senior vice president at the National Football League. She says the NFL aggressively protects trademarks to protect fans.
Anytime you have advertisements that are likely to confuse our fans and impact our partners, that will detract from the authentic NFL experience that we want every fan to have and that every fan deserves.
Safeguarding its trademarks also means the NFL can command hundreds of millions of dollars from sponsors like Hyundai, PepsiCo, and Anheuser-Busch. Sponsorships start at around $10 million. Atlanta media and First Amendment attorney Derek Bauer helps broadcasters avoid trademark infringement. He says trademarks are crucial to a free market.
Trademark protection is to carve out space for businesses to be creative and innovative and know that the brand that they're developing is protected and won't be stolen by a competitor.
So is the NFL going to come after me for saying Super Bowl on GPB? Attorney Bauer says no. Journalists can use trademarks in their reporting, thanks to the First Amendment. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Now the party don't start till I walk in, and I usually don't leave until the thing is. But in the meantime, in between time, you work your thing, I work mine. I've been putting it down here since 83, since the Lake Show MD rivalry, when Frozen Paradise was the place to be. If you was riding, you was bumping the homie Shy D. I'm the MVP, most ballin'est player. Make my own rules, call me the mayor. Monday night, Gentlemen's Club. Tuesday night, I'm up in the Velvet Room getting...
stuck. Wednesday, I'm at strokers on lean. Thursday, jump clean, then I fall up in cream. Friday, shark bar kaya with Frank Ski. Right on the flow is where you can find me. Saturday, is off the heezy for sheezy. You can find me up in one tweezy. Sunday, is when I get my sleep in. Cause on Monday, we be at it again. Holla. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
See, Sade, I think we showed them a hell of a time. What you
Man,
about you?
Hell yeah, we showed them a
Thanks
good
Thanks for
time.
Showing me around, Shawty.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely did.